SK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 8:16. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. The NSK and Shaquan. It's been on your radio since 6 a.m., but you are here with us right now, and that's all that matters. Now, every single Friday, you reach out to us. And when you do reach out to us, you ask for help, okay? And in seeking this help, we say, listen, let's understand what is it that you're going through. And then we say, what would Shaquan do when she finds herself in that situation? Now, today's situation reads, this is a reality. This is someone's reality, by the way. But you're more than welcome also to chip in 083-000-1029. It reads, hey Shaquan, I hope you can help me with the situation that I find myself in right now. I'm in a situation that has me feeling confused and I really don't know what to do. I am 21 years old and I'm still a virgin and I'm dating someone and he keeps forcing me to have sex with him and I do not want to and I'm not ready. But he threatens to leave me if I don't. I don't know what to do as I don't want to lose him. Please help me out. My goodness, Shaquan.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is going to take you back to your 21-year-old self.
Oh, because that's... You telling my
business. No, I mean, no. Listen, oh my gosh. No. Wait. Let me rephrase.
It's so weird how we've never had... I'm good. It's so weird how we've never had this conversation, but that was really the age that I was for virginity.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's so weird. Then this hits the nail. Let's talk.
Yeah, so what Shay would do in a situation like this, and I think I would talk to you as my, as how do I say this? As my 21 years?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say is, this is how I would talk to me now. Being a 33-year-old woman,
yes.
To me, when I was 21 years old. Hey, English is Englishing.
Yeah.
But yes, so the point is, what Shay would do, she would leave. Shay would run. I can assure you right now, a lot of us, in the way that we even lost our virginities, it's not, for the most part, a pleasant story to tell. It also, for the most part, wasn't what we really wanted at the time. For most of us, as most of us women, we find ourselves in situations like the one that you're in right now, where it was a situation of they're ready, they want to do it, everybody's doing it, so why don't we do it, even if you are not ready? Then you start to feel to yourself, because I think the way that we go through life is, man, listen, we just live life with the present a lot of the times. Not, you know, how would I be feeling or what space would I be in a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now?
Yeah.
Am I going to look back at this moment and be proud of this decision that I'm about to make or whatever it is? But even the moment, right? So in that moment, we're thinking that this is a person that I'm dating right now. And if I don't give this person what they want, they're probably going to leave. And you know what? Let them leave. Because I can assure you right now, there's going to be a part of you that is going to give yourself to this person. They're probably not even going to value it. I think that is the part that hurts the most. That you give so much of yourself, or a big part of yourself, to someone who doesn't value it. And a lot of the times, as young women, we think that... Not even we, because I'm old now. You think, as a young woman, that you can handle it. That you can handle what comes... After that, the fact that you lay down with someone, you open yourself up to someone, you do whatever it is that you do with this person, you share whatever it is that you share with this person, and that they are going to, like, it's going to be a sacred little thing that they're going to hold, and it's going to keep you bound and attached to this person forever. It's not the case. Because the sad reality is, they will get it today, they will step tomorrow. And then you are left to pick up those pieces and you think that, oh, I'm 21, I can handle whatever it is. I'm just going to be sad about it over, you know, for a little while, whatever it is. But, you know, you just never know what that situation could, how that situation could go. What if, God forbid, you end up pregnant and he steps and you are 21? There's so much that comes with just having sex and just having fun that a lot of people just don't really think about. So I want you to think about that. What I would do, if I was 21,
yeah.
If I had a do-over, I would definitely not give it up at that time, and I would definitely leave that situation. We can just expand this conversation after a couple of minutes, but that is the one thing that I would do. There's no negotiations about it. Step.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. Stick around. We're still going to expand on this. That's the reality that we're finding ourselves in. If you just joined us and you're wondering what is going on, stick around. We'll explain in a bit.
On average, we make 35,000 choices every single day.
It's music by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams, Airplanes. We also checked out Zeno Liski with Omale, and the song is called Last Time. By the way, we also had Ruga with Dio on Fresh FM. Let's talk. Let's have this conversation. Let's analyze this situation that we have on our hands right now. And what situation is it? Well, brace yourself. Every single Friday around this time, we have Shaquan look at your reality, and Shaquan places herself in your reality, and Shaquan asks, or we all ask the question, what is it that Shaquan would have done had she found herself in your shoes? And you are more than welcome, by the way, to submit your situation. We will keep you anonymous. You can contact us via WhatsApp at 083-000-1029, or you can get hold of us via email. It's nsk@freshfm.com.na. Now, this week, a young lady reached out to us, and we're putting her scenario to Shaquan, and it reads, Hi, Shaquan. I'm in a situation right now, and I will need your help with it. I'm in a situation that has me feeling confused, and I really don't know what to do. I'm 21 years old, and I'm still a virgin, and I'm dating someone, and he keeps forcing me to have sex with him, and I don't want to, and I'm not ready, but he threatens to leave me if I don't. I don't know what to do, as I really do not want to lose this man. Please, Shaquan, help me out. What would Shaquan do? Now, earlier on, Shaquan, you said, point blank, you said, listen, leave.
To the left. Even now, to the bus, to the left. In the closet. What's up with this? Just there.
or the colored version. The colored version.
Oh, wait.
To the left.
The fact that they actually had them on a morning show.
Doing it, dude. Wow.
Okay. That was classic, though.
Shaquan, what would you have done? You said leave, okay, but is it as easy, yes, said than done? Talk to us.
I mean, it's not easy, but I think a lot of the times the very choices that we make in our lives and the people that we even have in our spaces are a true reflection of how we value ourselves. Let that marinate with you, okay? Yes. So then also what I would also bring to your to the conversation right now is just that anyone who truly values you, I know this now as a 33-year-old woman, I didn't know this as a 21-year-old young lady, but I know better now, so I'm going to pour that to you, is that anyone who truly values you will not pressure you into anything that you are not ready for. Sex is actually a really big deal. And I remember a couple of years ago running into the person that I lost my virginity to, and I was like, ew.
Oh, seriously?
You?
It was ew.
What in the hell? Then I just got mad at myself all over. I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Just why? And it's like, oh, it's been years. I'm like, yeah. What else did you think? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just that sex is a big deal. And a lot of the times, giving yourself to someone that you probably don't even see yourself with 2 years, even a year down the line, is not something that you should do. So once again, emphasis is on sex is a big deal. And not something that should be taken lightly. Now, the sisters before you, us, we have done it and we're telling you like it is, okay? Not something that should be taken lightly. You are exchanging so much with that person in that moment. You are exchanging energies. Be it his energy, the people he's been with before's energy, the people they've been with before they got with him energies, all of that lands on you. I'm sure that you've heard of, You know, also sometimes you find that it's just not energies that they actually transfer over to you. It could be their spiritual struggles that they have, and just so much more, you know. Have you ever heard of spiritual demons? If not, please read on them. Because you know what happens? It's a chain, obviously, right? So this chain is the same chain, obviously, that applies to the HIV and AIDS, you know, transmission and so forth.
Yeah.
So with this chain, what happens is that you could sleep with this person and they're struggling with, they like have a lot of anger in them. You go sleep with someone else, they're just like depressed.
Yeah.
You go sleep with someone else and they're constantly just sad. You go sleep with someone else and they're just very agitated a lot of the times. So you are soaking up all of those energies, and sometimes you find yourself feeling different type of ways in just a short period of time. You don't even know what's going on, but it's because of all those energies. Who honestly wants to be attached to someone years from now that you're not even with anymore? It's like you still have a part of them in you, but they're not in your life anymore. Think about it. Now, here's the thing as well. If he does not want to give you the time and space for you to grow into a space where you are ready to not only give yourself to him, but you feel completely comfortable as well to be in a setting like that and probably even deal with whatever repercussions come from you sleeping with this person. And yeah, that should obviously be telling enough that you don't even need to be with this person. If he does not want to build something more deeper with you and probably even just grown in other ways, then he's not the one for you. He's not worth it. It's not worth it. And it's okay. You don't just go around. Like, let's say, for example, you have, like, you know, diamonds in your hand.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to walk around, you know, on Independence Avenue just handing those diamonds out to just anybody on the street, right? I mean, it's something valuable and you treasure it and you value it, right? So align yourself with someone who also sees things the same way. Remain true to yourself regardless. And also, I would advise you to honestly reevaluate, because I would definitely do this. Reevaluate if this is a relationship that you really want for yourself and if it's really a relationship that is good for you. And if this is something that is being asked of you, or if this thing that is being asked of you, is that reflective of your values right now as the young lady that you are at 21 years old and the woman that you ultimately want to become in the future? And also remember that if you give it once, if you give into his demands once, it's always going to be that cycle.
A continuous cycle, yeah.
Yes, like he's always going to have that power over you that, you know, that I, whatever it is that I want from this person, they're going to give it to me whenever I want it or whatever it is. And if he forces you into it, you know that obviously means that's rape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last situation that you obviously want to be in, where you get, you know, traumatized and so forth and have to deal with that through therapy and all of that. So my advice to you, sister to sister, let go of this situation if he doesn't change for you. If he doesn't understand that you're not ready, step away from that relationship. That's it.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. This will be up on our website in the next 5 minutes or so. Thank you so much, Shaquan. And we really wish the young lady all the best with her decision-making from this point onwards.
And stepping to the left.
And stepping to the left. To the left, to the left.
To the left, to the left.
In the battle of frozen chickens, one local hero.